Masechet Kelim, Perek Tetvav, Mishnah Bet. In the last Mishnah, we set a rule that if we have a wooden keli or a leather keli, they cannot become tameh if they are flat. We will mention exceptions to that rule in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Arubot shel nahtomim temeot. Wooden flat boards that bakers use to arrange their loaves of bread before putting them in the oven can become tameh on a drabanan level. They have a feature that gives them the appearance of a proper keli, not a simple flat piece of wood. Even though things that are flat cannot become tameh if they're wood, they could on a rabbinic level if they look like a regular keli. V'shel ba'ale batim te'orot, but the baking boards of ordinary people in their homes are pure, even on a drabanan level, because they look flat, they do not give off the appearance of a keli. Sirkan or kirkeman teme'ot. If they painted the boards with red paint or with saffron, which is yellow, they are tame' on rabbinic level because they now look like a proper keli. Daf shel nahtomin shekeva'o bakotel. Ribili ezed metaher, a baker's sheet. A metal sheet that was attached to the wall, we have a mahloke. Rabbi Eliezer says that the shelf itself is tahor, even though in general, a metal keli can become tameh, even if it does not have a container, since it's metal. Once the shelf is attached to the wall, Rabbi Eliezer says it gains the status of something that is attached to the ground, which is tahor. So here, the flat shelf that's attached to the wall, it doesn't need a container to become tameh. But we say, once it's attached to the wall, it's like it's attached to the ground, and it's mehubad lakarka, and therefore it cannot become impure. V'hachamim mitameim, hachamim say no. It can become tameh, even though it's attached to the wall. They say, since the shelf has the status of a keli before it was attached to the wall, it doesn't lose that status after it's attached. So therefore, as a keli, it could become tameh, even though it's attached to the wall. Serod shel nahtomin tameh, a serod, a wooden board where the baker would slice dough and then bring it to the oven. If it's of a professional baker, it could become tameh. The serod here is being used constantly, and therefore, it's only, he uses the keli to prepare the dough. And therefore, it appears like a regular keli, so it could become tameh on a rabbinic level. But the serod of householders is tahor. It's not used often enough for preparing the dough. Therefore, he doesn't designate it for use as a keli. If he made a rim on the four sides, then the serod could become tameh even on a biblical level, because now it's an actual keli that has a container. Nifratz meruach ahat tahor. If it becomes broken on one of the four sides, then it's not a functioning keli anymore, doesn't have the proper container, and it's tahor. A serod without a rim is not a keli at all. Tana Kama says that the serod of a householder, of a person in his house, ba'al habayit, can become tameh only if there's a rim on four sides. Rabbi Shimon is going to say there's another way it could become tameh as well. Rabbi Shimon omer, im hitkino lehiyot koretz alav tameh. If the person in his house prepared the serod by changing it in some way in order to slice the dough on it properly, it can become tameh. It's similar to a serod of a baker, which is tameh on a rabbinic level. The serod of a baker could become tameh because it's designated for the pieces of dough to be cut on constantly, and therefore it can become tameh like a keli. So too, if a person in his own home, if he modifies the serod, so it's designated only for that purpose, it could become tameh. It's considered to be a keli. V'chen ha-ma'aroch tameh. Likewise, a rolling pin that's used to roll dough into flat pieces could become tameh as well. There's no machloket over here. Everyone agrees about the rolling pin, that it could become tameh because it has the form of a keli.